Since the beginning of civilization, most cultures have emphasized the importance of helping children transition well into adulthood. However, the phenomenon of adolescence, an extended period of development between childhood and adulthood, is a recent development, and it generates new opportunities and challenges. Youth ministry should be designed to meet the spiritual needs of the next generation. But leaders need new ministry models to help them engage adolescents in faith development. These young people are no longer children, but neither are they ready for the rights and responsibilities of adulthood. The definition of youth depends on your cultural context, but for the most part, we're talking about teenagers and young adults ages 10 to 24. Let's spend a few minutes unpacking why this season of life is particularly important for spiritual development. Why is ministry to this age group worth your time and the resources of your church? One reason is that teens are now ready for the critical thinking that is required to develop a mature faith in God. As they pass from childhood into adolescence, their brains are changing in significant ways. The biggest change is that hormones complete the wiring of the brain's prefrontal cortex. For girls, this happens between ages 11 to 13. For boys, it's usually after age 14. Neuroscience tells us that the prefrontal cortex is the seat of abstract thought, risk assessment, and emotional intelligence. With the development of the prefrontal cortex, adolescents will rethink their previous choices. They will attempt to determine the validity of each belief and choose which to accept and which to reject. If they maintain a belief moving forward, they now have a new level of ownership over that idea. That is why adolescence is such a crucial time for conversion and faith development. Most people who accept Christ as their Savior make their faith decision before age 18. According to one research study, nearly half of Christians in the United States accepted Jesus before age 13. 2 out of 3 make a faith commitment before age 18. And less than 1 in 4 believers come to faith after age 21. This research shows that childhood is a season of belief where hearts are open, but adolescence is when a person will choose whether or not to integrate those beliefs into their worldview. A mature faith requires both your heart and your head to agree. We should minister to youth because this is the age when they are most likely to accept Christ. Teenagers are able to discuss their beliefs, feelings, and experiences on a deeper level. They can understand why they believe what they do and make their faith their own. Another reason we should commit our time to youth ministry is because there are so many young people in this age group. Our world is home to 1.8 billion people between the ages of 10 and 24. Today, there are more young people than at any other time in human history. As the church, we have a historic opportunity to focus on engaging this generation with God's Word. Youth workers can step into the gap and share the gospel with those who will grow up to be the world's future leaders. The impact we have on young lives today will be felt within the church and the world for the next several decades. You may have identified with one of these important reasons for doing youth ministry, or maybe your motivation is more personal. Perhaps someone shared the gospel with you as a teen, and now you understand the importance of reaching this age group. Whatever the reason, remember that ministry to youth is a God-given task of internal significance.